Making the transition from military to civilian life can be a difficult one for many Defence Force veterans. High rates of unemployment and mental health challenges are common. But a program at the Australian Catholic University is helping veterans forge new careers with entry credits to university courses. It's part of the Student Veteran Services, set up by a former soldier after his own struggles. I went to ACU to see it in operation.
My name's Aaron Cornwell. I served in the Australian Defence Force as a combat engineer at 3rd Combat Engineer Regiment in Townsville. Look, I loved my time in the Defence Force. I had an amazing career. I guess the peak of my career was deploying to Afghanistan on MTF-3 in 2011. And whilst I was over there, that's probably when I realised that I needed to start thinking about my future.
What was the most challenging thing you found when you did try to get back into civilian life?
Look, I think the biggest challenge, and I think it's really underestimated for a lot of guys when, you know, everyone says when you get out of the army, things are going to be tough. But I think the biggest thing I found was there's an inherent sense of purpose when you're serving. Every day, no matter what I was doing, I always knew I was contributing to the bigger cause. When I got out of the Defence Force, that's where it became a challenge. I was down about where I sat in society. I was down about who I used to be and then who was I now that I wasn't in the Defence Force. And the impact I was having on the world was insignificant. As time went by, I probably started to realise that I wasn't as tough as I thought I was.
And Aaron, what's the Student Veterans Program all about?
The Student Veterans Support Program at ACU is one of several programs designed to help students, particularly student veterans, acclimatise and succeed in tertiary education. From my personal experience, this is an invaluable service available to current and ex-serving members who want to consider tertiary study. Many veterans haven't completed year 12. One of the reports has indicated that only 29% of the Defence Force have completed year 12. That leaves a good percentage of veterans effectively not considering that they can access tertiary study. The Veterans Entry Program allows for a current or ex-serving member to apply with their service record. As long as they've completed 2 years of service plus basic training, they'll be looking at an entry score of 82. That will get them into almost all degrees offered through Australian Catholic University.
And what are some of the different studies veterans are taking up now?
There is a big trend for veterans to focus on Faculty of Health Science, in particular paramedicine, nursing and midwifery. Now, it's easy to look at this and piece together that veterans want to serve, and a lot of these roles or the jobs that veterans are looking for are jobs where they can give back.
And how is life now for you?
The job which I'm doing here at the uni is very rewarding, and being able to support my peers coming into study and supporting them throughout their unique needs, it's truly one of the most rewarding experiences I've had.
I'm just walking into something called The Cages now, where some of the veterans are here at the Australian Catholic University.
Hello, my name's Joe Hoffman. I was an infantryman. I served with the 8th, 9th Battalion based in Inogra from 2013 through to 2019 and currently still employed as a reservist.
Hi, my name's Keith. I served with the Australian Army from 2015 to 2021. I was an infantryman and then transferred over to the catering corps and currently studying paramedicine.
Hi, my name's Ryan. I served from 2013 to 2016 at the 2nd 14th Light Horse Regiment of the Queensland Mounted Infantry at Gilpie Barracks. I'm currently studying paramedicine.
Now, when I walked in here, you were sitting around chatting away. The Cages, what is this all about?
It's not as sinister as it sounds. The Cages is an area at ACU where student veterans can come together and study, have a chat, have a coffee. Now, it comes from at every unit within the Army, there is a place called the Cages where we keep all of our equipment. And so to keep the junior diggers or the junior soldiers out of the way, we keep them out of the back at the Cages where they keep all of the gear, all of their equipment, and they're either concurrently working or having a chat.
And I'm looking around the walls here and I'm seeing a whole lot of different T-shirts with different things on them, like First Combat Engineer Regiment, Soldier On. What's this all about?
So essentially, when the Cages came to being, we all sort of brought in memorabilia from our times in service. So the shirts you're seeing are pretty much a collection of kind of the guy's stories. So every time you go to a unit, you'll get a PT shirt, you'll get an undershirt, and it's just basically like a collection of where the guys have been, what we've done, something to talk about.
So really fortunate here with the cage is that this is sort of open to us as long as the university's open, and this is where all the veterans will come and hang out and study. So I know myself and Keith, we're in here basically every day, and you'll have veterans that will be coming in and out from different disciplines throughout the day. So you're always catching up with another veteran and you're always learning about what they're up to.
And what brought you here to ACU?
When I left Defence, I was looking for what next. I'm employed full-time as a strength and conditioning coach. I was looking for a way to formalise my skills and continue to improve on my current skill set. So I've enrolled in a Bachelor of High Performance Sport.
Me personally, I got out of the Defence Force in February. I hadn't done anything else before and essentially went straight from school, straight to the Army, coming back into education. It's really a guided process where, like, there's always someone around that knows you're a student veteran. There's always another student veteran around. So it's really helped a lot in just the social connection.
I was one of the people that unfortunately struggled when I got out of defence. You know, I got medically discharged, so I had some injuries to overcome. And I didn't finish school. I dropped out in year 10 and went to the Army. One of the big reasons why I came to ACU was the veteran inclusion and how much they do support veterans. So for me, that was a really big thing. We've lived a particular type of lifestyle when we've been in, and then when you get out, that gets taken away. That is the difficult part of transition, is how do I adjust now that I'm not in that military style where I don't have a chain of command and I'm responsible for my own decisions?
Would you be worried about where you'd be without this?
I think certainly I would be. And I think without some of the opportunities that ACU are offering veterans, I think university would be a little bit tougher. It makes the future look very bright for me.